Remote viewing. Remote viewing is a skill that allows us to perceive and describe details about a specific item or location that we're separated from by time, distance, or a physical barrier. Unlike telepathy, there's no living sender passing along information for us to translate into precise images. And unlike astral travel, we can accomplish this particular skill without having to leave our body. With practice at remote viewing, we can, for example, walk down a street in a strange city halfway around the world and accurately describe the shop window displays, each of the parked cars, and the weather at a particular moment, tune into a loved one's hospital room to see if they're in or out of bed, who's visiting them, what, if any, doctor or nurse is checking on them right then, and what kind of flowers and what color vase someone sent since you were last there. Or even view the guests, the china pattern, and the seating arrangement at Teddy Roosevelt's inaugural ball. Practicing remote viewing is no more complicated than this. During some quiet moment when your conscious mind can take a nice, safe break, when you'd typically be daydreaming instead, in other words, relax yourself with a few deep, calming breaths and then select a target location you want to explore. Don't choose a place that you have no way of validating later, since validation is your only way of grading yourself. Start with someplace familiar, like the living room in a friend's house. Start with a wide shot, and then begin asking yourself specific questions, ignoring your conscious mind's assumptions and letting your subconscious mind's first impressions provide the answers instead. Are the draperies in the room closed or open? Is the TV on or off? Is the room completely tidy or is there clutter? Is there anything on the furniture or on the floor that usually isn't there? A coffee cup, a newspaper, a magazine? What, if anything, do you smell in that room? What do you hear? If the TV or radio is on, or if someone is on the phone in that room, try to make out a word or two that you can check out later. Keep asking questions until you're satisfied that you've created a detailed snapshot of that room at that moment, and then call your friend and see how well you did. It really is no more complicated an exercise than that, and it takes no longer than you want it to. Don't get discouraged if your accuracy is less than dazzling at first. Just one or two hits are a great starting point to work from, and remote viewing really is a skill that improves with practice.